And I don't think I got your some comments. I think we were talking
so much
before I got the tape recorder on, and you were making some comments about your attitudes toward the speech of this area.
I think that you will find among the educated class that the purest English is spoken in this section of the country.
How far north of Atlanta as well?
Well, from Atlanta down, down to the Georgia, Florida line. I think you will. And that includes Alabama too, in a parallel line, because culture in Alabama has been clung to quite tenaciously, and they are sticklers for good speech, just the same as the people in Georgia in the foothills and lowlands of the two states.
I started to take some notes. You said that because of the mills here, you've had a great influx of
Because of the mills, you see, up until very recently, the mills were non-existent here. It was totally agriculture. And you either spoke the very literate English that you had been taught in school, or you spoke cornfield English. And the literate English, I think you'll find to be the purest and best preserved in the United States, with the exception of the New England section, and it's a 50-50 draw between them. However, since some of the people who got so tired of spinning and weaving in North Carolina have come down to teach the people here how to run the mills, they got tired, and the people that were looking up to them also got tired, and they brought things down in paper pokes, so the people in the office below them carried their lunch in paper pokes back to the office. And it has corrupted the pureness of our language. It has made it much more picturesque in many ways, but it still has corrupted it. And the total disregard for television writers in the use of the laws of grammar has done a great deal to disrupt all good English everywhere.
I believe you were speaking of four different classes.
It has divided us up into four different classes. Those who are really cultural, those who went to school and studied, or those who had the mental ability to study beyond where their schooling led them. So many of the people of the South have studied beyond where their schooling led them. And they are better educated than so many people that have just been rushed through a big school with a lot of pupils in a room and tried to turn out carbon copies. Because we have been individuals, and we have learned to work according to law. And those carbon copies just revolve and are nothing but carbon copies. And that's one of the big troubles with our education today, is that when you get so many in a school, you've got to just make duplicate copies. You don't have time to treat an individual as an individual. And until we do, our schools are going to continue to break down. And our English, it will break down with our schools.